guys are going to be the surprise team. Is that motivation, or do you need that? Do you have enough motivation?
I mean, it can go both ways. We feel in our mind as a team, we feel that we can. We feel like we can, you know, make a big bang in the Big Ten, in the leaders division. And that all started, we noticed this since after the bowl game, since the winter workouts. We felt like, you know, we could be that dominant team. We can do this, we can do that. This before even the scandals went on. So as far as having that mindset going into now, and, you know, now that after the end of the workouts, we feel like we're even better now. Everybody's got their numbers up in the weight room. 40's even better, you know, so agility's even better. So we feel like we all can transfer that on the field next Friday and do what we need to do to make this season a success.
Who's the toughest old lineman you've run up against in college? Is there anyone that stands out?
I would say, I mean, I don't know his name, but I'm probably Wisconsin. Just they old line in general. They pretty good and pretty big, pretty quick, too. So as far as them moving around and, you know, having the ability to block one-on-ones and stuff like that.
Thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks.
You just mentioned Wisconsin, and excuse me, the question I had is, with regards, like, everybody talks about, okay, Ohio State, Penn State, and postseason bans, and everybody's like, oh, well, there should be a cakewalk for Wisconsin. As somebody who's in that division and has to play them and has high expectations coming off last season, what goes through your mind when you hear that? Is that something that motivates you and motivates your teammates?
That motivates all of us. We're not looking past no team. I mean, Wisconsin is a very dominant team right now. Been to Robo twice, you know, so in a couple of years. So right now we just, you know, we starting off game by game. Then when we get a conference, that's something we got to worry about because, you know, any given Saturday, any team could be beat as far as, you know, playing any division. So right now we just, you know, we're taking one game at a time. But we also feel that, you know, after the bowl game last year, after our bowl game, we felt like we can, you know, we can make a big bang next year. And just far as, you know, different positions have, you know, more than one starter that could be a starter, or, yeah, you know, more than one backup that could be a starter. So, you know, just far as around the whole team, everybody's playing and everybody's healthy right now.
How exciting is the feeling? How exciting has the feeling been this offseason around West Lafayette, especially coming off that win against Western?
Just far as being a captain, just looking, you know, absorbing around, you can see, you know, a lot of work at the, just, you know, piled up from out this team and how everybody's competing with each other. The intensity's gotten, the energy, I can go on and on because, you know, all of us want a better bowl game. We trying to be that team, and we all know we got the tools to do it. We just have to execute it.
How much of that do you attribute to Coach Hope and what he's been able to accomplish?
Oh, he can get all 100% because he brought us all here, pretty much, and he know what we capable of. He let us execute it. It's no, you know, going out the element and doing what we, you know, not used to. So as far as doing that and the way he brought in different coaches, made it easier, make the game more understandable and stuff like that. So he get all the credit. I mean, he's the head man, but we just got to execute it and, you know, to make everything else look good.
Now, for you individually, what's kind of in your mindset as far as the parts of your game where you want to get better and feel you need to get better in order to become that complete defensive lineman that everyone thinks that you're capable of being?
Just my motor and my consistency. I'm not a very consistent guy right now as I was, I mean, you know, last year. Mm-hmm. So just having that, doing what I need to do, being capable of, you know, being consistent and having that Ryan Kerrigan motor, it'll open up a lot of things.
How much did you learn from him? Because obviously he had a great year 2 years ago, and then from there it's like, okay, so then what happens? And then you have a solid season. Everybody looks at you as a guy that can have another big year, kind of like he had 2 years ago.
Well, just taking notes from him. You know, I go in and watch film. I don't even watch myself. I'll be watching him when we was in season. So, I mean, just looking at him and just you know, amazed how hard he was going every play. He was in for 20-something plays in a row. He going hard every 21 plays. And I asked him how he do it. He's just like, man, it's just a mind thing. And, you know, in practice, you got to work your way in shape like that. So, you know, in practice, that's, you just got to go hard and, you know, have that mindset already before you even start practicing that, well, I'm going to do this. I got to do this to get better.
How often do you remain in contact with him? Like, how often are you able to?
I'll take him, well, probably like every other week or something like that. You know, I know he's just getting ready to start camp or not started camp. And, you know, I talked to Mike Neal like that too. So, you know, Cliff Averill. So those three guys right now is just like a big mentor and a big part of my success right now.
Do they kind of sense some excitement? Because I would imagine they're checking up on you guys regularly as well. Do they kind of feel some excitement with this football program going
to Yeah, most definitely. I talked to those guys. When I talked to them, it's like, yeah, man, I see y'all right now. Your guys can be the most dominant, you know, one of the dominant teams in the Big Ten. And, you know, Cliff Averill, like, yeah, man, like, this might be y'all year. And, you know, Ryan Kerrigan, like, man, I've been around these guys, and all of them look like they're working hard and stuff like that. So, and that just give us some motivation, because I go back and tell the guys, like, yeah, these guys said this about us, so we can't let these guys down, because, you know, they didn't let us down. You see where they are right now. So, I mean, a lot of guys, you know, take that in consideration and take it as motivation.
When the season is over, do you feel like you'll be sitting here as the best defensive lineman in the Big Ten?
That's what I'm working on, and by my faith, I believe I can do that.